You're listening to Lesbian and Gay Voices. This is Deborah Bell and Brian Bradley. Keith Stewart and Terry Richardson of the Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus have joined us in the studio. We've rearranged the schedule because it's just that kind of night. And I have to tell you that we will be having our interview with Delta Lambda Phi later in the program. We will be having Sarah DePalma's continuing interview with Karen Corinne on a future episode of Lesbian and Gay Voices. But we felt like that there's so much going on with the elections and with the attack upon our community that we did need to let folks know what can be done between now and Election Day to help those candidates that need to be elected that do have the endorsement of the Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus. So I'm going to let Brian Bradley take it over and we'll discuss the key points.
You know, we were just sitting here discussing that the next couple of weeks is really an opportune time for the entire populace of the United States to get out and do their civic duty. We're going to be electing people to office for 2, 4, and 6 years that are going to be very, very much impacting many aspects of our lives. Gays and lesbians, of course, have concerns that the general population don't, but we're just as concerned about defense issues and economic issues and health issues as anyone else. But critically, I think we're moving into that post-Stonewall 25 era that we need to make good on the work that we've done so far. And there are numerous organizations that endeavor to do that, among them the Houston Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus. And they have a lot of things that they would like to invite you out to become and be a part of in the upcoming 2 weeks and indeed for the next 2, 4, and 6 years. And Keith Stewart is the vice president of the HGLPC, now going into its 20th year, the oldest state organization to address gay and lesbian political issues. Keith, what can the average Jane or John do in the next 2 weeks to help out?
Well, I think that John is a really unfortunate choice of words, Brian. Nonetheless,
Bruce or Mary.
We're going to be, the caucus is sponsoring several activities over the next week and a half up until Election Day that lesbians and gay men can get involved in. You don't have to be a caucus member to do any of these activities. This is perhaps the most exciting time of the year for us as we work on various campaigns for candidates that we've endorsed. Just a sampling, we're going to start as of tomorrow. We're going to be doing block walking on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on November the 5th and November the 6th. And we will be walking precincts that we have determined have a very high percentage of lesbian and gay voters.
About 14 precincts now.
Right? Yeah, it's about 14 precincts. Of course, all of the Montrose precincts, a significant number of the Heights precincts, Greenway Plaza area, and a couple of isolated suburban type areas.
Where can folks come Saturday morning and Sunday?
Saturday morning and Sunday morning, we're going to be meeting at the caucus office at 9 o'clock. The caucus office is located at 2700 Albany. For those of you who've been in the Houston area for a while, that's where the Officers Club used to be. It's where Club Emo and Club Sum is now. We're located on the third floor. If you will come up there, we'll have all the information that you need to take with you to do the block walking, where you need to go. We'll have maps for you and send you on your way.
There are some 94 positions being voted on this time.
I know next week you're going to talk about the ones that the HGLPC have endorsed, but this year you've indeed endorsed more Republicans than you have in the past. Is that not correct?
Well, I can't answer that with a yes or no, because frankly, I don't know, and perhaps Terry can address that issue more directly. Let me just say that we encourage lesbians and gay men to vote the endorsement card. The endorsement card currently, we have endorsed two Republican candidates for judgeships. And let me let Terry address that issue real quickly.
Sure.
We only screened three Republicans this year. We endorsed all three Republicans. One of them subsequently asked to be unendorsed. He said he was getting a lot of pressure from Stephen Hotze and some of his buddies who we all know and love so well. And so we unendorsed him. We still have Cynthia Crow on the ballot, who is a candidate for County Court Number 4. And we have David Jennings Willis, who is, I think, the 189th District Court. They have really, really gone out of their way to seek the support of our community, and we're very proud to support them. We are asking people this year not to vote the straight Democratic ticket, but to take the time to go down and scratch in those two races.
That's one of the things that has changed here in the recent political arena and spectrum. You have folks that have historically aligned themselves with one party or the other now saying, don't vote a straight ticket. And perhaps you want to elaborate on why that's important, you know, such as, you know, Senator Sam Nunn, who's been a veritable foe against us. He's a Democrat. Why is it important for people who have historically voted Democrat to come out and support these two Republican candidates, as well as the other ones that the caucus has screened and endorsed?
In these two races in particular, these two candidates are getting a lot of grief from their own party, as you might imagine. It is very important that our community, that our numbers and our precincts come in big for these two candidates. It will demonstrate to the radical right that that they can't tell these people what to do, that when you stand up for the right things happen, and we've got to support them. They've taken a big risk asking for our support.
And we have to look at the way judges are elected in Harris County. It's a little bit different than some other places in the world, and they have to be assigned to a party. And sometimes they make those judgments for various reasons. I think that you should choose a party whose platform reflects your beliefs. And it is sometimes really, really hard not to just hit the Democratic ticket, as far as I'm concerned. But there are times when, especially in those judgeships, because a lot of those races have direct impact on our lives. They can so much more than some of the other people. So it is very important that you take into consideration the questions that were asked by the caucus, that they used in their endorsement process, and the fact that these people did come forward and ask for the endorsement. That is a real clue. Now, what do you do about this person who says, no, I'm going to decline the endorsement? The caucus says, okay, you're no longer endorsed poof, so we really shouldn't vote for this person?
Yeah, this person's name is not on, I'm not even going to say his name. It's not on the endorsement card, unless you've been, you know, pretty avid reader of the political columns over the last few weeks. You probably wouldn't even know who he was.
But neither is this person's opponent on the endorsement.
That's correct. That's correct. We only endorse one person in a race in the general election, so his opponent was also not endorsed.
Where can people who are not able to come out and help Saturday and Sunday go and pick up HTLPC endorsement cards?
We're distributing those all over the Montrose area and some locations in the Heights. We are distributing both the HTLPC election newsletter, which is a very good publication, very informative. It has printed in it the endorsement card. We are also distributing and will continue to distribute at various locations around the area,
such as
Crossroads, Inklings, Barnaby's, all of the bars for the most part. We're going to be distributing at the coffee bars, I guess is what they're called, Brazil, Java in the Heights, so forth and so on. Also in the Montrose Voice, we have printed the endorsement card. So there's plenty of opportunities to get it. We get close to the election and you haven't run into an endorsement card yet. If you want to call the caucus, 521-1000, we will make sure that you get an endorsement card that you can use then to vote.
And we will, of course, be reviewing those endorsements next week,
right,
on Lesbian and Gay Voices, and
right,
go into more detail about
right,
those races.
Okay, as far as Saturday and Sunday's concerned, just show up at the old Officers Club on Albany. at 9 a.m.?
Well, if you show up at the old Officers Club, you'll actually be in Emo's. We're on the third floor. It's at 2700 Albany. Show up at 9 o'clock, and we'll give you everything you need. We're also going to be doing block walking next weekend, the 5th and the 6th of November. On the 5th, which is Saturday, again, show up at 9 o'clock. On Sunday, however, we're going to be starting a little bit later. We're going to be starting the block walking immediately after the AIDS Foundation Walkathon concludes. So we'll just be leaving from that location to go out to do that. We're going to be covering the Heights areas this weekend, and we're going to concentrate on the Montrose precincts next weekend. Also, I want to mention that on November the 1st, we're going to begin phone banking. So if you're interested in phone banking, we'll be doing phone banking virtually every night from that night up to the night before the election. We'll be phone banking from 6 to 9. And so if you can't get out and block walk for any reason, that's an the phone banking provides you an opportunity to get involved and to assist in this endeavor. You'll have to, if you're interested in that, call the caucus, because where we're actually going to have the phone banking will not be determined until Sunday evening. But that's on the slate too.
And, you know, it's really important for people to come out and be involved, because that's the only way we really can make our numbers count. Is to be visible and to take action. And this is a really easy way to do it. You don't have to actually talk to people. You just put something on their door that they can read at their leisure. And you get to meet some nice folks, because the volunteers in the gay and lesbian community are probably the nicest you'll find anywhere.
So we take it you'll be there, Deborah.
I'll be doing lots of work for the cause, as it were. Thank you, Keith Stewart and Terry Richardson of the Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus. They will be with us next week again to talk about the caucus endorsements for the general election and ways you can be involved in making a difference politically.